Hey, welcome to this week's Entrepreneur Experiment Mentor Moment with me, Gary Fox. Every weekend, I give you a brand new mentor to set yourself up for the week ahead. I take 10 minutes of our most impactful episodes, package them up for you so you can enjoy the very best of some of our most popular episodes. Today, we're chatting to Niall Harty. Niall is the co-founder of All Real, one of my favorite fitness brands out there. They produce the best snacks if you're into your health and fitness. Today we hear the origin story. There's a pun intended here. The origin story of how All Real started. They had started another brand. They restarted from essentially scratch with All Real. And we hear what it actually takes to go from zero to one again after having already started. There's some key insights here. They shut down their entire factory and retrained their entire team as salespeople and just hit the road. And Niall breaks down what that was like, why they did it, and how they did it. There is a mountain of practical lessons in today's episode. Here's my chat with Niall. First, quick thank you to my partners for season 15.
We didn't really have anything. We literally had to start from scratch, new brand. And we said, look, put that behind us. What happened in the past, happened in the past. It's not going to help us in the future. So we launched All Real. And at this time, we still had one staff in production. And myself and Ross. And we launched All Real. Our website, we were kind of working on our website and getting all our photographs and all that stuff done in September of last year. The website launched 28th of October, I think, around that date. And then we were live and we were only selling online until the end of December. So okay. Very, very minimal sales, but we were still selling it all real. People were buying it and saying they loved it and all this, and it was so exciting. And then we started getting it into the shelves of shops there in Kerry from January. We had talked to BWG. They liked it and said, look, we want to support you. It took quite a while to get that set up. But yeah, we had a central listing with them and we went live with them around the end of April, May. By now, we had hired two more people in production, one more person in marketing. Right, we were going live the end of April. We've got three people in production, literally myself and Ross and Beck, who works in the marketing. We're downstairs packing bars, getting everything ready, and we just produced as much as we physically could.
Okay.
Then we were like, right, shut down the factory, all our production operatives, train the sales reps, all our marketing team train the sales reps. We all just split and went all over the country. Just,
I think it's really important to highlight that, because that really stood out to me in your LinkedIn post, was that you shut the whole factory and everyone who was working on the line was now a salesperson out in the real world.
I mean, they're passionate about the product as we are, because they see the quality of ingredients, the amount of effort it goes and how different it is. And it's like, we were looking at outsourcing the sales team. It was so expensive. And to be honest, they wouldn't give a rat's.
No.
Look, they've got 40 other products. Great. Like, you know, great. They can get visibility and all that kind of stuff. But we're like, right, for this launch, we're just going to get everyone out. So
that's a bold move, Donna. That's a big move. Like, that's, I loved it. Like, when I read that, I was like, that's ballsy. That's really ballsy. Yeah.
But look, it allowed myself, Ross, and four other people to get on the road. So we had like six people selling All Real all over Ireland. And we,
how do you even approach something like that? How do you physically set out to do that? Like, do you just look at the map and go, right, we're going to hit here, here, and here? How does that even work?
Well, first of all, you treat every treat it like you're going to one shop. One shop, you go in to meet the manager, you show them your sales sheet, whatever. You do that, but you just repeat it 600 times.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. But basically what we'd done was, in fairness, one of our guys in production is very good. We got a list of all the spars and mace stores and so on. And he put them all in the Google map for us. And we kind of ranked them in terms of ones near different areas. So we had gold, silver, bronze. We did this all ourselves in our own Google map sheet that Chad in production had made up for us. And so we kind of split up. It's like, look, Ross, you're going to Cork. Niall, you're going to Limerick. Niamh, you're going this area. Chad, you're going to Galway. You know, you're going to Dublin. You're going here. You're going there.
That's a grind. That's a tough, like, sales is tough.
Oh, look, it is. It is. And, but you'd be surprised. I still think our team of unexperienced salespeople would have outperformed, anyone that we paid to do that job that were experienced, because we've worked with many distributors and many different, and I suppose just to be candid, look, nothing has ever paid off for us as much as when we do it ourselves. So we've continued that approach now. We now hire all our own salespeople. Most, you know, you give your company to a distributor, they have a team of sales reps to go out and sell your product for you. You're waiting to hear back and so on. But it hasn't worked for us in the past. And we said, look, if it hasn't worked in the past, why is it going to work for us now? Yeah. And we saw, right, like Chad, he doesn't have a car. We sent him on a train up to Galway and he got in one of the city bikes and was cycling around the place. And he got five or six new stores in a day. And we were all on Slack updating, going, oh, new store, three cases here, whatever. And it just created this momentum. So then we hired the first sales rep. Now we're hiring our sixth sales rep. All the guys are back in production. Yeah, so that's just on our sales team. All the guys are back in production. We have five in production now. We have six on the road. Myself and Ross, and we have one more marketing. We're hiring two more now next year. So we're definitely going for growth. But what we're seeing is having our own sales guys, they're going in selling nothing else but All Real.
Okay.
And it's a lot more costly up front because it takes a bit of time. You know, you have to get vans and finance vans and get them all printed up and get the sales team, you know, have them live and breathe the brand. So when they go in and talk to the manager, they know exactly what they're selling. Mm-hmm. But we've just found that's what's worked for us, and it's what's delivered for us. The other model hasn't delivered for us as much so far. So it has worked for other brands, just hasn't worked for us. I don't know why. But I hear from a lot of kind of upcoming food brands, not many happy things to say about their distributors behind closed doors.
Food seems like a tough business. Any entrepreneurs I've had on the pod who are in the food game, to a person, it seems like a tough business.
We're on the shelf next to Mars and Nestle and all the big billion-euro companies. They're not going to take it lightly when they see these new kind of upshoots coming in with this new product. And like, they've got resources there. Like, the amount of, it's like a silent war field going into stores. I remember one day, back when I was the one-man band, that's what really opened my eyes to it. I got these cardboard stands made up and they cost me 30 quid a pop. Sorry, that's the cost now, but it probably cost me double that at the time because I was only getting a couple made up. And I was walking into the back of the store, my box of Origin bars, and next thing I saw a guy with the Origin stand over his shoulder walking out the back door. And I was like, sorry. It's like, that's our stand. What are you doing with it? It's like, oh, sorry, I just carrying it out. The guy in the store told me to bring it out to the back. So I was like, I can leave it there. Yeah, thanks. And I went out to the guy in the store and it's like, hey, Joe, you sign in the products in the back door. And it's like, or did you tell him to bring out the stand? He's like, no, he's one of the other reps.
No
Turns out he was
way.
a rep from a rival company and he was about to throw it into the cardboard compactor out the back.
No, ruthless.
But like if your bar is selling, your box is gone and another rep is in, and see a bit of space, they'll just lob something in there and take your spot. So you have to be constantly on top of it. It is a tough game because you're like essentially an upstart starting against people who have all the experience, have all the systems in place to make sure that they own their space on shelf. And that's something we were kind of very strong with at the start, is how do we own our space? How do we make sure we keep a good location in store? How do we make sure we've all the point of sale materials so when someone's walking by, they really see us? And that is quite hard. And like a lot of it comes down to personal relationships and really getting on with the store manager and them believing in you and getting them to be part of the journey as well. You're supporting us, this is where this is all starting. And they, like when you get to that point with them and you have a good relationship with them, they do want to help you out. But equally, if your product's rubbish, they're not going to help you out. The product has to be delivered as well.
What do you think drove the growth of the last year? Because that's huge growth. How many places are you in now? We talked about a little bit off air.
So when we started January 1st, we were in 0 stores. Now we're I can't tell you for certain because right now I'll check Slack and there'll be new listings all the time because the sales team are constantly getting new stuff. We're somewhere between, right, I'd say 700 to 900 stores at the moment. I'd have to double check, but we're in around that region.
So just so people are aware of the timeline, when you say January, you mean January what year?
This year,
Yeah.
0 stores, just selling online, calling around to local stores around Kerry in our really beat up cars trying to get the product in onto the shelves. And bear in mind, only up until this year we haven't paid ourselves anything. Now we're taking an incredibly low modest wage, but we're now actually able to like
I
pay
thought you were going to say we're
the
taking incredible wages. I was like, I'm coming to work for you guys. This is incredible.
Not yet. Well, actually, myself and Ross are probably one of the two lower paid guys in the whole company at the moment, but
That's always the way. It's always
yeah.
the way, though. I hope you enjoyed that chat with Niall. If you want to go back and listen to the full episode, search The Entrepreneur Experiment, Niall Harty, or just go back to episode 151 on MrGaryFox.com, on Spotify, or on Apple. I'll see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new Idea Lab. See you then.